Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it is a great day in the South, and today it is actually starting to rain a little bit. Do you think we'll ever get that cool air in here that everybody else in the country has been experiencing? Yesterday, it was in the high 80s, and I'm super tired of wearing my shorts. I would just love to put on a sweater and a pair of long pants. How about that? My show is where I talk about concerns and thoughts and issues, you know, that face us all, and offer tips and solutions that you may not have considered. I find this is very important because so many people are looking for answers and they have questions that they don't want to ask. Yesterday we talked about incontinence. I mean, you know, who really wants to even talk about that? It's not like you're going to walk in the room and say the word and everybody can't wait to raise their hand. So today we're going to be talking about making a healthful choice in snacking. And, you know, that's right up my alley. I absolutely love that. I don't give up those few little things that are very important to me. And the product we'll be talking about today definitely has some aspects. It's talking about the Almondina brand, and it is very healthful choice. So we'll be talking and welcoming to my guest in just a minute. His name will be Yuval. Today, I'm going to share another product that I've found to improve the quality of life, and each month we'll be discussing different things and sharing my experiences. So my company today is Quincy Bioscience, and the product is called Prevagen Professional. You know, the reason I started taking this was because I had a ton of stressful life events in the past 5 years, and I saw that I was forgetting things. People would say something to me, and 2 seconds later, I wouldn't remember it. Or the kids would say, I told you before, aren't you remembering? And the truth was, I didn't remember. And then I started to be quiet. That way, if I didn't know it, then I didn't have to worry about remembering it. And if I didn't participate, then they really didn't expect me to want to be able to recall that memory. Right now, I take one capsule of Prevagen Professional 40 milligrams. They also have a 10 milligram, and I only take one capsule a day. So I'm starting to reduce a lot of those comments like, oh, I remember, what did you just tell me? I'm starting to remember things. And Prevagen Professional, it's a very unique ingredient, and it helps to improve short-term memory and word recall. And that's super, super important because a lot of people are saying, I'm taking a bunch of supplements already and they say brain on there and I'm good to go. Well, I would ask you to look at Prevagen Professional, at their unique ingredient, and see if it's in your supplement you are taking. Chances are it's not because this is very unique, very proprietary to Quincy Bioscience. And it does not interfere with any other supplements or medications, and that's extremely important because how many things is everybody taking these days? You could have a blood pressure medication. You'll be taking your multivitamins. You'll be taking a few other supplements. And it seems like the list goes on and on. And it also has no common allergens. That's super important for me because I don't do soy, and I also have a significant allergen to seafood and shellfish. So this is a very good product for me. And research has shown it can reduce brain cell loss up to 50%. You know, I think that's a really great margin. So again, I would repeat that. It's reducing brain cell loss up to 50%. I'm not going to wait until I have 50% loss already to decide that it's time to do something about it. Because brain cells, it's not like, you know, you've given an everlasting bag and they just keep reproducing, you know, like you grow. You just don't get that. Brain cell loss is very significant. It can affect your entire life. So I would encourage you to give them a call and you can ask them how it may help you. Their phone number is 888-895-6463. They've got tons of clinical studies and reports how it has helped others. They have a lot of information about all types of brain illness brain chronic illness, brain damage, all kinds of different things where they have used this product. So they have a lot of reports. You just have to ask them for help. I know it works for me, and I just wanted to share this with you. Again, the company is Quincy Bioscience. The product is Prevagen Professional, and their telephone number is 888-895-6463. Just give them a try. Give them a call. Tell them you heard it on the radio show, and someone will be more than happy to sit down with you and talk to you about your needs versus what their product can do for you. So today, the company that is with me is called Almondina. It is a cookie, yes. We are not talking about the cookies that you find in the past 10 years on every single kid's counter and all of these other cookies that have a lot of additives or that have been attacked for having not so healthy items in their cookies. Almondina brand is exactly this, a healthful choice. You can read on the back of the package in 4 to 5 words the ingredients. There's not a whole list of chemicals, and that is why I was drawn to the product to represent it today. So with me today is Yuval Zaliuk, who is the owner of the Almondina brand, Jason Markham, who is Almondina's Director of Marketing, and Jeff Wolf, who is the National Sales Director of Almondina brand. So welcome, everyone, to the show.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is the weather where you are?
Oh, don't come here, Dr. Gallagher. No, just stay where you are.
Stay where I am.
Stay put. Yeah. We were in New Orleans just about, 2-3 months ago for a food show, and what a beautiful place you are. It's just amazing. But we are sitting now in a rainstorm.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I would just love to have some nice cool breeze, though, for a couple days, you know? I haven't seen sweaters or long pants in ages, and I think they actually might have moths right now, so I probably have to throw them away. We haven't used sweaters in the past 3 years.
Yeah, I tell you what, when the forecast will tell us about a nice cool breeze one day, we'll let you know when you come here and visit the bakery and we'll give you a red carpet.
That sounds like a great idea. You know, I have said on my past shows, I wish that all of my guests, they're all across the country, and I have a few guests that were out of this country, and I wish I could just, as we talk to the show, I could just be beamed there for the day and then come back. You know, one day I think the world will be like that.
As of today, I'd like to be beamed to New Orleans. So
yes, we'll switch places. How's that?
Okay.
Well, you know, I was really drawn to your product because of I love almonds. It has just been something that I grew up with, and that was first. And second, I always remember this type product in my past. And, you know, we always baked. I had very ethnic parents and grandparents. So there was always something being baked in the house, and you always knew what was in it. And, you know, everybody would share, like my Polish grandmother would bring something over to my Irish grandmother. And then, you know, we would go to my aunt's house where we would get Naples food. So, you know, from Italy. And it was always the best thing. So when I saw this cookie, it was the best. It was like, oh, gosh, it's, you know, it's not mass-produced like in 17 million different languages across the whole entire globe, and I don't know what it is, you know?
Yes, yes. No question that you just described Almondina. I was born in Israel, so did my mother, and so did my grandmother, Dina, hence Almondina. She had the recipe, and she created that cookie that was famous all over Haifa, my hometown in Israel. And when I came to the end of my tenure with the Toledo Symphony here as music director and conductor, I came up with the idea to give her a tribute for this incredible cookie. and I created it with her original recipe. Hence the our bestseller is actually called The Original, which is what she created some 80 years ahead of her time, because she created a cookie that is healthful, and we are riding a wave of healthful food now, and this fits right in. It has no added fat, no cholesterol, no salt, and no preservatives. It's all natural. And as you said correctly, it has very few ingredients. It's just mostly almonds, some 30%, roasted almonds, and some glue to keep them together. And raisin to make it a little sweet, and that's all it is. Each cookie is only 30 calories. So right up your alley.
Yes.
with very basic, beautiful flavor, but also healthful.
Well, you know, so many people these days are always saying, I'm trying to make better choices in the food that I eat, but they don't really know what that better choice is, and they're always looking for something extra. You know, what can I have today? I'm just looking for something that might taste a little bit sweet, or it might have a lot of crunch. You know, how many times can you do that protein drink where you guzzle this green stuff down and you really have no sense, you know, in yourself that you've done something good for yourself? It's not like you come out drinking that green drink saying, man, that was just absolutely fabulous, and, you know, give me another one.
Yeah, well, Almondina has almonds, and I think most of your listeners would know that almonds by themselves are very healthy, so that's where it begins. It begins with the almond, and that's the beautiful attribute of the cookie, and why also it is so tasty, because roasted almonds, everybody knows. So that's what it is.
You're taking the two things that your family legacy has given you, making music and making cookies, right?
Well, you need nourishment for the mind and nourishment for the stomach.
Absolutely.
Many musicians love food, I can tell you that.
But, you know, it's definitely something to be able to have something that it's more like you're putting your heart into the cookies just like you put it into music. And I find that very appealing, because it's not just something you just do because you have to do it. It's something that, you know, I would love. You're bringing your inside forward. You know, your heart is into it. Your soul is into it. Your legacy is into it. I just find that appealing with your product.
Yes. Yeah, you're so right. But it is, you know, people that taste it for the first time, the original, they literally get addicted. It's something you can see it every, the reaction of the people are similar every time they taste Almondina. It's quite amazing. And it's now very, you can almost get it anywhere in the country, in 50 states, some of the major chains like Trader Joe's. But you can also go online and get it at www.almondina.com. So everybody can taste it and everybody can experience it. It's really proliferated.
You know, you also have a sample pack I saw online, so you could try so many different items. Almondina is a biscuit that is very thinly sliced, so you get that crunch factor. Also has a little bit taste of, it's not really salt, but it does have that tinge of, like, in other words, it has, you get that crunch and you also get that little bit taste of maybe a salt factor, but you also get, biggest thing is you get that sweet factor also. Like we had said, it's not just sitting here, I'm going to drink my meal, or, you know, I'll just have another cup of coffee with a bunch of this creams and junk in it. You know, it really satisfies your need to have something that you just enjoy.
Yes, correct. And by the way, it's also, besides it's tasteful and what you described about crunchy and things, the cookie itself is extremely versatile, because it can be a cookie with tea or coffee, but it can be a cracker with some cream cheeses on it, which is amazing together. And it's just a snack. It goes very well, just, you know, like a potato chip. So because it's thinly sliced and it's crunchy, so it's very satisfying in every aspect.
You know, when you look at the original and the ingredients in it is almonds, number one. I would challenge anyone to pick up any bag or box of any other item of cracker or cookie or bread factor or whatever. The first ingredient is not almonds. You know, you get,
right.
I don't know what you get half the time, but it's not that. And the second ingredient is flour. The third is pure cane sugar. It's not whatever form of sugar they decided to use that day that is a chemical.
It's very little, by the way, the sugar.
Right.
The most of the sweetness comes from the raisins. So
it makes a huge difference.
Yes, absolutely. And it's only 30 calories per cookie, which is in itself very low. So.
Right. And we also, and then the other ingredients is egg whites, raisins, natural flavors, and it's just exquisite that there's, how many, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ingredients. And that may alter from 7 to, and that may alter from 7 to 10, but I will tell you, it's not more than 15 or 20 like you're reading on some of the packages, you know, where you need to put
a
disclaimer.
The cinnamon has 7 original ingredients plus the cinnamon, so it makes it 8. Very, very, all natural. Everything is absolutely natural.
And I also find that's really important because when you look at the fat content, you know, trans fats, 0. Cholesterol, 0, right?
Yeah.
Huge difference. And it's not like you're looking at salts and sugars that have, you know, 3 digits in their number. You know, sodium is not through the roof. And all these other items, sodium is only 8 milligrams with it, 0%.
The interesting thing is that the sodium does not come from salt because there's no added salt in the cookie.
Right.
It comes from the natural ingredients like the
egg
flour
whites,
and the almonds have some sodium in it. So that's where it comes from. But it's very little. It's almost not even.
And that's so important too. It's not like sometimes when they say salt in there, it's not always salt. It's usually a chemical because the companies really need to keep their costs down, and they use a lot of chemical reactions to make products these days. You know, I laughed when I saw a recent food show where the chef thought he was the greatest of all things, and he was making food, and he says, "We're using chemistry now." You know, and I'm thinking, what is chemistry going to do to our body, you know? It's great that you're making some concoction that might look great and people can pay a lot of money for it and they think it tastes great, but that's chemistry. You know, your product is just basic. It is, like we said, what you have in your pantry at home, you would be able to do it.
By the way, that's why our slogan is the delicious cookie without the guilt.
Right.
So, I think, and our mission is to put a healthful, delicious cookie on every table, but we discussed a little bit before the program started, Dr. Gallagher. Kids love Almondina, and I wish every mother, instead of putting some, one of the gooey-mooey cookies in their lunchbox, they should put Almondina because it's good for the children as well.
You know, and it's definitely something you can carry in a lunchbox. It's not like you have to have, you know, 15 of those things that are brightly colored with little sparkles, you know. You're almost waiting them to see, you know, what else is going to come out. And then they open them up and there's another color inside. You know, this does not, you know, have added colors. This is pure basic. It's pure clean. It's not something that if you put it in their lunchbox, you have to worry about having an ice pack with it, you know, or if they take it out, it's not like they're big, huge bunch of cookies, you know. They're slim, you know, they're a slim piece, and you just put it in their lunchbox, it could fit in their pocket, you know.
Yes.
You know, I wish I had known about this cookie. My daughter would always go to school, and she was famous for this. They get there at 7:30 in the morning, and her lunch wasn't until 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then they got out at 2:30. And she says, "Mom, I cannot go that long," because half the time she would be getting dressed, you know, going in the car on the way to school. So nobody eats in the morning anymore for kids. But she would eat all day long in class. you know. So this is something perfect. They could be eating in class or in between class, you know, and have with them. You could take one or two pieces and you could feel a whole lot better. It's not like you're eating like one of those other things that you put in the toaster that's got a bunch of sugar that you don't even know what it is. I mean, two pieces of this and it's definitely a healthful choice.
Yes, for all your listeners, Dr. Gallagher, that are now drooling, Jeff and Jay are going to tell you which of the main chains, national chains, you can get Almondina, beside, of course, online at almondina.com. But I think nobody can have the pretext that they cannot taste Almondina because it's not available in my city. It's available everywhere.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us, Yuval. I know you have to go.
You are very. You're such a pleasure to talk to. It's wonderful.
Thank you. One day I'll show up at your door. You just don't know when.
You will get the red carpet.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you.
Okey-doke. Wonderful. I leave it to the other handsome guys here.
Great.
And hopefully we'll hear from each other soon again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So Jason and Jeff.
Hello there.
Hi. So what I'd like to, you know, definitely if you could talk to me. Okay. I'm hearing about this cookie. It sounds great to me. What would I be looking at? How is it made? And what different types do you have? You know, I tried almost all of them. And, of course, I'm the person. I tried to eat this whole pack at once, but it just got to be too much. I mean, I seriously found that after four thin pieces, it was fine for me.
I have no problem eating the whole pack. This is Jason. we have sample bags that we give out to some of the stores so they can do some in-store sampling and things like that. And they're 1 pound bags of like broken cookies, and I can take down a whole bag of those like nothing.
Oh my goodness.
I still think I'm eating healthier than eating a bag of chips though, you know?
Absolutely. But I find that they're so satisfying too that you don't have to if you don't want to, you know?
That's the nice part about it. This is Jeff, Dr. Geller, and as I travel around the country and I introduce the cookie to new people, and it's just so fun to see their reaction, and many of them say what you just said, is that it's very satisfying, and it's almost a surprise when they learn that it's healthy. They try it, and they absolutely love not only the taste, but the texture is very unique, and I think that's part of the reason why it makes it so so satisfying, is just you feel like you're getting a lot even though you're not consuming many calories.
So I would encourage everybody to go to the website. It is almondina.com, and you can see a picture of the cookie right there. And what it looks like is a biscotti that is sliced really thin, and it is a little bit harder in texture. It's not something that you're going to mush into, like you open it up and everything comes dribbling out. Not going to happen. Okay, you're going to have a lot of really healthful choices inside. There are raisins, there's pumpkin seeds, there's sesame, there's all different kinds of different ingredients in this cookie, and it is just absolutely the best. I've tried every single one of them. There's cinnamon, there's a regular sesame, I already said that, pumpkin spice, there's a chocolate cherry, my favorite is a chocolate cherry. And there's different kinds that, you know, you could try and see if you like them or your children like them. It's not like you're going to be buying this big, huge sack and everybody has to eat it. You can go onto their website and there's some sampler packs, and you can buy the sampler pack and try one of everything, find out everybody's different likes, and it's just a great thing. I don't know. I have them. I ate them all. You know, we have to go get more, and the kids say this is great too. And, you know, they can keep it in the car also. Like I was saying before about my daughter eating in school, but, you know, when you're eating in the car and you're like, oh, man, I'm really super hungry. Well, you know, you could take this out instead of stopping at a fast food place.
Yeah, exactly. And you could, same thing with, you know, we travel on airplanes a lot and things like that going around the country. You know, it's a much better snack than what they give you on the planes, too. So,
absolutely. And the calories. Let's talk about the calories.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of the calories are coming from the almonds in the cookie, you know, which is it's a healthier cookie, it's a healthier calorie, and it is low in calories. It's only about 30 calories per slice, so you can eat three or four slices, and you don't have to feel, you know, too guilty that you're getting a lot of added fats and, you know, extra sodium and things like that, because it's like you said, it's a very clean product, minimal ingredients, and you know, it's a healthy alternative to a regular, you know, cookie or you know, cracker, something that might not have as many natural ingredients and things.
You know, so many people say that, what is an almond? What is the point? Why do I need to eat that? But there are so many different benefits to eating almonds. You know, can you speak on that? Because, you know, a lot of people aren't exposed to that. They think, I'll have some peanuts, you know, maybe I'll have a little chocolate on the outside and that's about it and I'm good to go. You know, there's a huge difference between peanuts and almonds.
Yeah, almonds have the healthy fat that you actually need, that's healthy for your body, that's healthy for your heart, that you're supposed to have in your everyday diet. You know, they have a lot more protein in addition to the fiber and things like that that are in the almonds. So it is one of the healthiest nuts that you can find.
You know, we always talk about everybody should drink almond milk and, you know, sprinkle almond powder on their food, and having it in your snack I just think would be a great idea too, because it's just there and it's available and it just tastes great.
We agree.
Could you also go ahead?
No, I just said we agree. We definitely agree with you. I love the taste of roasted almonds, so.
Right. Can you tell us a little more about some of the other additives that you have in, well, I won't call them additives. Let's call them the different flavors of the biscuits that you do have.
I think what's interesting, you mentioned earlier about how, you know, so many items today, it's like food chemistry. And
right.
One thing I like to say about Almondina, it's more of like, you know, Mother Nature's chemistry. We really don't have any chemistry in our cookies. It's, as you said, the ingredients are very clean, only 7 basic ingredients in our original formula. So, you know, you're basically just looking at, you know, wheat flour, you know, pure cane sugar just a little bit, egg whites, the almonds. And I think that's the key because, as you had mentioned, it's number one on our ingredient list, and that's what we're really proud of, is it's a gourmet almond cookie. And the majority of the ingredient profile is that, so we're really proud of that fact.
What made you think to put ginger and sesame and pumpkin seeds in some of the biscuits?
That's Yuval's creations. He comes up with a lot of different variations of the original cookie. So the ginger is actually my favorite. It's got real chunks of Australian ginger in there, and it's not like a spice that's kind of throughout the cookie. It's like real chunks. So when you bite into a chunk of the ginger, it gives it a nice little zip if you like that kind of flavor, and that's actually my favorite. And that's my wife, when she was pregnant, that's all she could eat, because ginger is really good for nausea.
Yeah.
So she was constantly eating the ginger cookies, and I've heard that from other people as well, that, you know, that's all they could eat was the ginger cookies, because it really helped to settle their stomach when they had that nausea.
So it's not a fake ginger that you're putting in there, or a ginger powder that has been, you know, plummeted and ultra-pasteurized and Lord knows what it's had done to it?
No, and all the flavors are that way. They're all the natural flavors. And the cinnamon, for example, as we all know, you know, cinnamon can help to, you know, lower blood pressure and cholesterol. We didn't design it for that, but there's a lot of natural benefits to cinnamon. And, you know, one of the other reasons you've all put together different flavor profiles was the seasonality of it. I mean, we have a wonderful pumpkin spice that's out right now that you had mentioned, which is great, and it does, you know, exceedingly well in September, October, November. And then some of the other products, like the chocolate cherry, seems to be a little bit more popular around Valentine's Day. So it's nice to offer some things that are a little bit more seasonal. And, you know, we always say, though, if people have never given it a try, I recommend, you know, tell your listeners, try the, I know you mentioned you like the chocolate cherry best, but I always have people try the original first. It's a good starting point because it's what Grandma Dina's original recipe was. And then if you want to venture out a little bit, you know, try the chocolate cherry or try the chocolate nut or the sesame. They're all fantastic.
And the chocolate cherry, by the way, we use real whole Michigan cherries in there too. So it's the same for all of our products. We're using, you know, real stuff in there, real ingredients. It's not you know, something that's been processed and manufactured, you know, like
right.
the chemistry and things.
And that's important because cherries, you know, they could be coming from the other side of the world. They can look like they're hot pink, and they can be in this syrupy liquid. That's not at all what you're talking about your cherries.
No, not at all. No, no, we get the whole Michigan cherries, and dump them into the batter, and there you go. You get the chocolate cherry.
Absolutely the best thing. You know, it's so different when you eat something that's fresh versus something that's been macerated and has to preserve on your shelf for the next 20 years. You know, I always talk to people about having food, you know, in your pantry and stuff. We talk about on another show on natural disaster stuff, and they're like, oh, but I have all my food for the next 20 years. It's all in my cellar. And I'm going, that's fantastic. You know, I'm so glad for you. And it's like you think, how much of a toxic soup that must be, you know? Granted that these are all definitely fresh, you know, and they're just all the freshest products. So this is not something that you're going to look at a list of chemicals on the end of the food and have a shelf life out till, you know, next year, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can even compare it to other all-natural products that, you know, that claim they're all-natural and things like that. But you look at the list of all the ingredients on there, and you can't pronounce half the stuff, so you just wonder, is it all natural, or I don't know. I question that a lot. Whereas you look at our pack, and you know everything that's on the label, very minimal, very clean, easy to read. You know, there's no words on there you can't understand.
You know, when you talk about having bran in your cookies, so it's not like eating this big bran muffin that's got 400 to 500 calories that is so heavy, you know, like it's really dense and it's probably like maybe a half a pound, and then you go slather all this butter on it and you have to put some sugar on it because it probably tastes whatever, bland. I mean, your bran cookie is totally different. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, it's almost like taking that bran muffin without all the guilt of the bran muffin and squeezing it down into a little biscuit, thinly sliced biscuit, you know, because it's got a little hint of cinnamon in there. And we use the bran flour, which is very, you know, healthy for the fiber and everything. The bran is probably the healthiest cookie we make. You know, only a little bit of sweetness in there with the raisins and a little bit of sugar. And you know, it's something that you know, is recommended for the diet to have a little bit of bran or that fiber every day. So it's a lot healthier than eating you know, one of those bran muffins with a lot of fat added and saturated fat and things like that. So
we joke around a lot here because and Yuval says it often. He says that it's cookies for breakfast because it's
right.
You know, basically it's a bran treat that's healthy and it does have all the health attributes, but yet it still tastes fantastic. So it's a great thing to start your day out with your tea or your coffee or your breakfast.
You know, I find it so important when you look at the ingredients of a product and you don't see lard on there. Now, I know a lot of people do not think that that's important, but I have really come to notice this probably in the past 10 years. When I grew up in the 60s and 70s, we always had that big white can of that lard. And then after my mother used to cook, she would pour it back in the empty can and reuse it again. I'm sure everyone can attest they've seen this process done more than once, you know. And then they would also, if you made bacon, you know, you'd take that grease and you'd pour it into the can and use it again. And you'd use it in baking and you'd be using it in almost everything that you cooked with. And now when we go back and we say about a healthful choice, not on any of your products do I see the word lard.
No, we're actually an oil-free facility. We don't even have any oil here at all at our bakery. So all of our products, we don't add any fat. There's no saturated fat, no oils or lard, like you say, or butter. You know, it's a very dry, crispy cookie. got that. You don't have to worry about your cholesterol, getting your cholesterol intake from our cookies. Yeah.
Well, you know, I find that is so super important because, you know, I live in a city where everybody comes here for food, but I can tell you, I have seen trucks drive up and down the street, and they're called used oil trucks. So these oil trucks go to the restaurant to collect the used oil, you know, and I'm sure that that's something that not anyone has ever thought about before. What are they doing with all this oil that they're using?
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good question. Where does it go after they pick it up?
Not only does it go, and how about the ones that say, I can't afford to have the guy come pick it up for me, I'm just going to pour it down the drain? You know,
There's
so much oil, and then what does oil actually do to the product? I mean, you're not even touching oil, so the temperatures are not getting up to where that oil would be. You know how when you put something in an oil and it sizzles and it pops and you wonder, where did the healthful part of that product go? You know where it's gone? It's gone up in the air because that oil has changed the chemistry of that healthful product. If you drop a cherry, which is great, on its own and you put it into oil, you do not have a cherry, you do not have antioxidants, you do not have the good part of the cherry, you have a fried cherry.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, our cookies are twice baked. We don't use any oil. It just goes through the, you know, goes into the oven for to toast it up nicely. But it doesn't use any oil, so that's a good thing.
You know, it's absolutely the best thing for me. You know, what we are talking about today are the biscuit brand, Almondina brand. It is a family recipe developed by Yuval Zaliuk and his grandmother. And it's very important to look at this product. You know, everybody says to me the other day, oh, you're talking about a cookie. What are you doing that for? You know, you're a natural health, you know, person. You are a naturopathic doctor. You talk about healthy things. And I said, you know what? This is the only one that I have found that does not have all of that extra stuff in it that I can safely say to my clients, you know, give it a try. You would absolutely love it.
Yeah, that's true. And the good thing is you can, as we mentioned earlier, you can find it nationally. You can we've got it in the Trader Joe's stores. We've got it in Super Walmarts now, which you can find, you know, almost anywhere. It's up on the deli cheese island in the Super Walmarts. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say that right in your backyard, Dr. Gallagher, at the Rouse's stores all over Louisiana, around New Orleans, were located. And then in most all of the associated grocery stores in your state, a lot of the independent stores, which I know Louisiana is big with that, which is wonderful, and we like to support the local businesses down there. So we're happy to partner up with them and do business all over Louisiana.
You know, I think that's very important to know that, like, stores like Walmart or some of your larger grocery stores would have it in your area, because there are times when you're not always at the store, the specialty stores that might be a little bit more expensive for you to shop at. You're able to find it in all of these other stores also. So, in other words, the ticker's gone both ends, you know?
Well, what's nice is we've seen, you know, at first we were very specialized, like you said, where we were mainly in the specialty food stores. And I think it's a good indication of how people are becoming more conscientious about eating healthy, even when they want a healthy snack. You know, that they may not have in the past gone for a healthier cookie, but now we're seeing that not just in specific markets, but we're seeing that crop up all around the country, which is a good sign. It's because of, you know, people like you that are getting to people about healthy food choices, that you can still eat well and still have tasteful items, but yet have it with a lot lower calories and a lot lower in fat.
So can you tell us about the shelf life? Is this something that, you know, it's out today and I might only have, you know, like when you buy baked goods in the grocery store and you've got about a week before you've got the mold on it already, especially when it's, quote, a healthy, healthful choice? Because when you have a healthful choice, that means no preservatives. So what would the shelf life be on this?
Sure. I once you open the pack, I would say that, you know, you probably want to eat it within a week. But if you don't eat all the cookies, or if your company doesn't eat all the cookies, just put them in a little Ziploc, and they'll stay
yeah.
fresh for a few days. But yeah, like you said, it's a natural product. We don't put any preservatives in there. So once you do open it, especially if you're in a moist area like yourself, it's kind of
right.
Kind of,
right.
It'll because it's a dry cookie, it'll suck up that moisture sometimes. So, you know, you probably want to eat it within a few days.
You know, I definitely have found once I open it, we eat it within the day because it does bring the moisture from the air. Even if it's just on your counter or anything after you've opened it, it definitely does make a difference in the consistency. But when you buy it in the store and you have it in your cupboard, you can still keep it in your cupboard for about a week or two, but it's not something that I would be keeping for a year or so, but that talks to the great part about it. You don't want something that you can put on your counter and it's been there for a year and you say, oh, I'm just going to eat it now. It's okay, you know? Being a healthful choice, I would think I would want something that does have a very short shelf life.
Well, you want, as you know, anything that's healthier, you want it to be, you want it to spoil in a relatively short period of time. If it doesn't, you know there's
right.
It's not natural. And, you know, the great part about us being produced and being everything, with the exception of some of our minor ingredients, everything's sourced in the U.S., and we make it all to order so that when, you know, we get an order from a store, it's actually made to order, and then it gets shipped out so that we assure that it's at its freshest point by the time it gets to each one of the stores.
Can you tell us a little bit about, I love the anniversary cookie?
The anniversary is basically, it's just the original with a hint of anise seed added. It's one of my favorite flavors. So it's got that very, I guess it's kind of an Italian, you know, very very popular in Italian markets and things like that, because it's got that little bit of anise in there.
You know, that is the one that I really did enjoy, because I found that it did remind me about my Italian background, but also as soon as you open the package, you can smell it, you know, you can taste it immediately. It's not something that, oh, there's just a hint of it, or it's so overpowering I can't even eat this. It is just a hint of it. It smells like it. In other words, it touches all your senses. It's not just something that, oh, I'm going to chomp it down and later, oh, well, I ate that cookie and I felt okay.
Yeah, it's a nice balance, and I think that's what's so wonderful about Grandma Dina's original recipe is she came up with something it's really timeless. You know, it was popular then as it is today, and, you know, the flavors just blend so well together. Nothing really jumps out. It's not too pronounced, but yet, you know, the chewiness of the raisin and the crunch with the roasted almonds, it's just what makes it so wonderful. I've been involved with the company for a couple of years now, and you know, typically when you're involved in the food business, you don't consume your product that often because you get tired of it. But I can honestly say I have not tired of it once. When I'm on the road, and a lot of times I'll be driving and I look in my back seat and there's a pack of Almondina, and before I know it, I'm halfway through it, and it's just it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and that does talk volumes about a product when you're able to still keep consuming it if you do work for the company. Because like you said, you do get very tired of it. I can remember working for a chain when I was in my younger years of the fried chicken, and to this day I don't eat that fried chicken, you know. It does make a difference. Can you tell us, you know what, I did not try these yet, but that will be next to try, is about your dipped cookies. Because when someone thinks about, oh, you're giving me a healthful choice, and yeah, I got it, all that, blah, blah, but you know, I really want something extra. I want something, you know, that's out there, that's a cross between eating cookies or eating potato chips or even eating candy. How would this fit into that?
We actually call that line the gilt-edged cookie. Instead of the delicious cookie without the gilt, it's the gilt-edged cookie.
Wow.
So we add, it's the original, and it's got a layer of all-natural dark chocolate. And actually, the dark chocolate's got a lot of health benefits as well with the antioxidants and things. And it's a nice, high-quality Belgium chocolate, 72% cocoa. So, you know, you eat one or two of those, it's you get your little your fix of chocolate, and, you know, you get some added antioxidants to along with your almonds and your almondina.
And, you know, when I again, when you look at the ingredient list for the dipped product, you're not getting crazy names. Again, the first ingredient is almonds. The second is flour. The third is sugar. The fourth is egg whites, raisins, natural flavors. You know, and even with the dark chocolate, it says dark chocolate liqueur. You will never find that anywhere else on any cookie package that has chocolate around the outside of a cookie. And if anyone can find that, I would challenge them to send me an email. And the second ingredient is sugar, cocoa butter, and vanilla, period. So, I mean, that is just a huge difference in a product.
Yeah, we use a very high-quality chocolate. It's not cheap. It's good stuff.
It's to warn people, though, the original is addictive, but the dark chocolate is even more so. So you need to be forewarned that it's that good.
And it does make a difference when you do have something that you're looking for, like I said, about a cross between maybe a candy bar or something where you're looking for that chocolate. These are not soaked in chocolate. These are not totally covered in chocolate with some mystery cream on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's just enough to make it just satisfy. I'm an athlete. I work out quite often, virtually every day, and I'm very conscious of what I eat, and you know, I do have my sweet tooth, and like last night, I was just craving something, and I had two of the Almondina dipped chocolate cookies, and it was just enough. You know, it wasn't too much, and it satisfied my craving, and so much better than the old me may have went out and gotten you know, some ice cream or some donuts or something really bad. So this way,
right,
you can satisfy that craving without overdoing it.
You know, I really found I'm always the type of person. My father used to drive a tractor trailer in Pennsylvania, and he would go to all of the places and deliver things like the bubblegum factory. He worked with them. He worked with several candy companies. He worked with a lot of different companies in the Northeast, because tractor trailers in the 60s and 70s was the way they did business, you know. So he would always be bringing back whatever off the truck, you know, the company would give him some, oh, you've got kids, here, take this home, you know, try it out.
Sure.
And he would always be bringing candy home, you know, and my mother was a purist by heart. She would take the candy, and there were three of us, and she'd split it into three pieces, and that's what we would get. Well, still to this day, you know, 40 years later, my husband would go to the store and he'd say, what can I get you? And I'd say, oh, bring me a candy bar. But you know what I would do with them? They'd go in the freezer. And then when I start cleaning out my freezer, you know, 6 months or a month later, I always throw them out. I just liked getting them. I just didn't eat them, you know. But now then, when I started trying these cookies, I had six of the smaller packs. They were all gone within 2 weeks. You know, so it's time to replenish that supply. But I did not replenish my supply of candy in the freezer that is still there, which, you know, we'd love to give it to trick-or-treaters, but they don't even eat candy anymore.
Well, we'd like to, I don't know if you were going to mention it, but we'd certainly like to give your listeners have some type of a package or two that we can give away.
That would be great. We will be. You can get with me, and everybody can check on my blog. There will be a review of Almondina on outoftheboxhealthcare.com. You just click on the blog entry, and you will see that probably within 2 days that will be up. Can you tell us a little bit about how the customers, if I don't get out to the store all the time or I didn't see them, but, you know, I'm really interested in this. Could you give us a little walkthrough about your website and how they could order there and what they might find there?
Sure. Just go on to www.almondina.com, and if they go into the shop tab, you'll find all the cookies there, whatever they want to order. And orders over $65 or more, you get free shipping on that. So You can find it there. You can find it on, if you're an online shopper, you can buy it on our site or you can buy it on Amazon. There's a number of other sites out there. I would recommend buying it from our site because you know you're getting the freshest product for sure because, you know, we're making it here and shipping it out. So.
And are there different types of gifts and samplers if I wanted to send this to anybody?
Yeah, we've got a sampler pack. We've got a 24-pack sampler. We've got an assorted 8-cookie gift box. We're probably going to be coming out with the dark chocolate also in a gift pack. We don't have it up here yet, but, you know, look for it soon. We've got some different different gift boxes on there that for different options for people.
You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can order these cookies, and I'd encourage any of the listeners to check out almondina.com. They have it's called Our Favorites Gift Box. You know, and there's one bag of each different kind, the original, the choco nut, the cinnamon, the ginger spice, and the almond duo. And the reason I'm saying that is these packages are just enough to sit down and have a snack with your children or with your spouse. You can get easily 3 to 4 servings out of each pack, and it would be great. You'd have one package for after a meal, and you wouldn't have this big bag or this big box that would go and spoil later. So you can try all of the items. And definitely it is important where we always say, well, I tried those at my local store, and they really weren't that great. They weren't fresh. Please let Almondina know back, because like we said, ordering directly from Almondina, you do get the freshest product, but they also would like to be well represented when they're in the store. So if you have any issues with their products in the store, do get back to them. I have purchased them in the store. I have never, ever, ever had any problems, but I will tell you about other products. After things like natural disaster, we had the hurricane here with no electricity, a lot of things kind of went funky and they still kept selling them, you know, so definitely let anybody know that's, you know, this is not a product that you're going to store on your shelves in your little natural disaster survival kit, you know, for a year later and you're going to eat it. This is something that you buy and you eat now. So definitely on their website, there are a lot of different gift boxes. You could send this, you know, you can order online. You could ship it to your parents. You could ship it to other friends. And it's definitely something they could try. You could say, you know, I'm not going to bring dessert. I'm going to order it online and it'll come to your house. And, you know, and then I'm there and we'll just have something to drink and, you know, enjoy a holiday. So,
yeah, it goes great for the holidays, too. You put a little cheese on it, on like the original or the sesame, put a little brie on there or a triple cream. Makes a really nice, instead of using a regular, you know, a regular cracker, our cookies are they're not too sweet. They lean towards the savory almost with a little bit of sweetness. So they really lend themselves to kind of that wine and cheese kind of thing for the holidays. It's really nice that way.
You know, there's so many times you will go to people's homes and they have the hummus and the dips. And you and you always get the same triangle chip, and it's like, ugh, you know? You know, so you can get a little bit of the salty out of the hummus and a little bit of sweetness out of the cookie, and those would be great together. You know, something different.
Yeah, try it with the sesame. That's a very, you know, very Mediterranean type of appetizer.
That would be absolutely great to try. So today we were talking to a biscuit brand of cookie that's a healthful choice, and it's called Almondina brand. Their website is www.almondina.com. They do have several options to order online. Also, if you go to the store finder on their website, you'll be able to find some stores in your local area that should carry their product. If you have any issues, you can always order online. And they do have ways to be able to contact them through their website. So you could find out more information. They have a newsletter. There's all kinds of information on their website.
You
so I would
on
encourage.
Facebook too. I'm always on Facebook. I'm always kind of talking with everybody. So that's a good way to, if there's questions and things, or if people want to know where to find it. I'm always talking to people on Facebook.
So even if they got to the store and they couldn't find it in the store, they could always send you a message on Facebook or on Twitter, and you might be able to help them with that.
Exactly. I'm always on there checking it and talking to people, and you know, it's a great way to help people find you know, maybe there's a local independent store, specialty food store in their area, they don't know that it's carrying it, and you know, I can usually find that for them.
And also, if they themselves have a store, can they contact you to have your product carried in their store?
Of course, yeah. I definitely encourage that. And I encourage anybody that can't find the product to, you know, ask their stores, too, to bring it in. Because usually the grocery managers or the store managers, they listen to what their customers are saying. And, you know, if they're asking for Almondina, then they're likely going to bring it in.
That sounds wonderful. So also, if you have a daycare or a school, you could also have these products at your school because it's a healthful snack. You know, so many times I would send my kids to daycare and their snack that day was this brown cookie with the cream on the inside dipped in chocolate, you know, and it's like, I don't want my child to eat that. So this is something that they may have an option that they may want to also purchase to have at their school. You know, schools have gotten into this mindset lately that they want to start offering some healthful items. So this would be something that they could also contact you.
Absolutely. That'd be fantastic.
So today, my guests were Yuval Zaliuk, who was the owner of the Almondina brand, Jason Markham from Almondina's Director of Marketing, and Jeffrey Wolf, who was the National Sales Director of the Almondina Biscuit. And we were talking about a cookie, yes, a cookie that is a healthful choice. It has almonds, less than 7 ingredients. There are no trans fats. There is no oils, as they have said, in their building. And that's absolutely wonderful to hear because there's no chemicals or there's no creations. It's not something, they're not doing chemistry to send you a product. You can pronounce every single one of the ingredients on their product, so it's absolutely great to try. Their website, again, is www.almondina.com. And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners as we're coming to the end of the show?
Well, I just would like to thank you, Dr. Gallagher, for your show and how informative it is to your listeners, and really feel fortunate to be part of the show today. It's been fantastic, and we've had a great time.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And, you know, I always like to talk about good things because there's so much other stuff out there that we want to say, I don't do that, and I don't do that. But, you know, you could turn around and say, you know what, I'd love to try that. It sounds fabulous. And that's what we're here to do, is to bring you items and topics and solutions and something that you might not have passed by in your day-to-day life. And you'd say, oh, that sounds great. Let me give it a try. So I'd encourage everyone to try these biscuits. They are definitely clean product, no chemistry, not a lot, no chemistry, no crazy words, you know, none of that stuff out there that you can't read. So the cookie is Almondina brand. And it's almondina.com. And I'd like to thank everyone for being our listeners today. If you'd like to find out any more information or have any other questions or concerns about the show or any items you would like to see on the show, you can always send me an email at outoftheboxhealthcare.com, which is my website. Just go to the Contact Us page. And thank you so much for being with us today. And we're looking forward to seeing you on our next show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.